From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States and China agreed Wednesday to work together to ensure that North Korea ends its nuclear weapons program, but high-level talks in Beijing indicated the two sides disagreed on whether and what sort of sanctions to use against Pyongyang after its underground nuclear test 3 weeks ago. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with China's foreign minister in Beijing and stressed the North Korean issue as a high priority for Washington. He spoke at a news conference after his talks with the Chinese counterpart.
We agreed early on, and we will continually agree on this, on the importance of our countries working together in order to combat violent extremism. Every country has an interest in fighting back against the violence that is emerging in various parts of the world, and we are committed together to cooperate, exchange information, and do our best to protect our people as well as resolve some of the crises and disputes in other parts of the world.
Meanwhile, the Chinese foreign minister said China supports a new UN resolution opposing Pyongyang's nuclear program and will discuss possible sanctions. Suicide bombers have killed at least 10 people in Chibok. That's a Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosive Wednesday at a checkpoint where people were being searched, and at least two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There are conflicting reports on whether the bombers were male or female, and no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, a committee of key Syrian opposition groups is to decide Wednesday on whether to participate in the UN-brokered peace talks at Geneva. VOA News.